This past week, I was leading a retreat for priests at a beautiful place just north of Elliott Lake, Ontario. And if you don't know where Elliott Lake, Ontario is, it's just north of everywhere else in Ontario. So, but they invited me to speak at this retreat about divine renovation, which is the movement of parishes around the world that follow this particular model for parish renewal. You may not know this, but we here at St. Ignatius are actually one of the leading parishes in the world that follow this divine renovation model. It's held up as, and St. Ignatius is held up as a model for others to follow as well. Anyway, at this retreat, at this priest retreat, Father James Mallon, who founded Divine Renovation, sent in some videos that were shown to the priests, but I was there to be there in person, to follow up, to talk about how we've applied the principles of Divine Renovation. And so they had me, you know, they flew me up to this place in Elliott Lake, this beautiful spot. And I kind of find it cool that people from all over want to hear about what we're doing here at STIG, and how we do it. And I know I'm not sounding humble right now, and both the first reading and the gospel were about humility, but as the famous author C.S. Lewis said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking about yourself less. And so going to speak to other priests about our parish, I actually didn't even talk about myself all that much. Really, it's mostly an opportunity for me to brag about you guys. Because remember, and this is important, a parish is not the building. A parish is not the programs we run or any accomplishments we have. A parish is the people who comprise it. So I talked up about how great you are and how much I love being your pastor, how much I love you. And because I've been so blessed by the parishioners we have, I want my brother priests to experience that as well. I want to share it with them. And so I invite those pastors to adopt the divine renovation model as well. And that's really the main principle I want to talk about today, invitation. When we're blessed in some way, when we're presented with an opportunity to sort of multiply the good, the blessings, it's because we invite others into that blessing. That's how we multiply and grow the blessing that we've received. You know, leading up to this retreat, I took time to reflect and a bit about where we've been over the past number of years here at St. Ignatius, and how much I've personally been renewed in my own priesthood by leading renewal in a parish. And I'm deeply grateful for that. And it makes me and my priesthood come alive when I invite others to share it. In essence, to grow the grace that I've received. So, as I said, at the priest retreat, I spoke about you. I shared some of your stories, especially the stories of transformed lives and bringing more and more people into that life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ, because that's what it's all about. No priest I've ever met got ordained because he wanted to deal with furnaces and roofs and closing things down. We got ordained to bring people to Jesus Christ and to bring Christ to people. To bring them into a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. And in sharing some of your stories, I realized how many of them began with an invitation. Someone invited a friend, a colleague, a neighbor to Mass, to Alpha, to youth group, to something. And there, they not only made friends, but they made real friends that you can talk about real things with. Not just talk about the weather. Talk about what's really going on in their lives. And also, in some way, they encountered God. They were filled with the Holy Spirit in an Alpha weekend. They felt for the first time like God's beloved daughter at Revive. They knew for the very first time that he must be real, that he truly loves them. And because someone they knew had invited them, they had someone with whom to talk about it. Someone who knew it was real too. Someone who wanted them to, who wanted to rejoice with them. And I've realized that this culture of invitation has been key to us growing over the past 6 years. But it isn't something we should take for granted either. We need to remind ourselves over and over how important it is to invite. The way most of us, it's the way most of us are able to share the good news. It's the way most of us are able to help people we care about encounter Jesus Christ in some way. And now that we're about to begin a new Alpha session in a month, an Alpha session that is finally, blessedly, once again going to be in person. It's important to remind ourselves. It's important for me to remind myself about how key invitations are. And if you're new here, and I know there are people who are new here, Alpha is a course we run where you discover who God is and how much he desires a personal relationship with you. We are so blessed to know we have a God who sent his only son, Jesus, into the world so that we can be reconciled to the Father, so that we can experience a Father's love for us. It's such a gift to recognize that, to know we are so loved for who we are, and we want to multiply it by helping others discover that incredible relationship. You know, I mentioned about humility earlier, and about how the Bible tells us to be humble, that the humble will be exalted, Jesus says. That's a message we don't really hear in the world today. Our world tells us to brag and build ourselves up, not to be humble. Our world tells us to exalt ourselves because no one else will. Our world tells us that people's self-worth is tied to how many Instagram followers they have or how many views that they have on a TikTok video. Well, I wonder if our world never talks about humility because it doesn't know how much God loves you for you. Not your fame or your accomplishments, but for who you are deep down. Alpha is designed to help people discover that. But Alpha can also be thought of as sort of a vehicle for invitation. Alpha is both the place to experience these blessings, but it's also the thing we can invite people to, the vehicle to make it easy for us to share and multiply all that we've been given. This year, I signed up to be a helper at this Alpha because it's been so long since we've done one in person, and I'm really looking forward to it. I don't need another Zoom meeting the rest of my life if I could ever avoid it, but it's sort of like, so in person, I'm looking forward to it. Because of that, I also need to start thinking about whom I'm going to invite to Alpha this fall. In the gospel today, Jesus talks about humility, yes, but he also talks about the importance of inviting people. He says, when you give a banquet, Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Those who can't invite you back to their own banquet. And you will be blessed, he says. It's about outsiders. It's about inviting people who are outside in. And one of the things I've loved over the past 6 years is inviting the people, is meeting the people you've invited to church. And some of them are friends who attend another parish and get invited here. And I'm grateful and proud that you feel confident enough in the quality of the experience here to invite them. But what really gets me going and gives me great joy is when I meet someone who doesn't regularly go to church at all, and they come here for the first time. A few weeks ago, I met someone who's come here a few times now because her friend invited her. And she doesn't regularly attend church, and she's still dipping her toe in the water, so to speak. And the young woman who invited her, I feel that she really gets what Jesus is saying in the gospel, even more than I do, because she's living it. And I haven't spoken to her about this, but I wonder how it makes her feel to invite someone who seems to be reawakening in her faith because of that invitation. I'm willing to bet it renews her faith to invite someone, to have them say, yes, I'll give it a try, and to see her somehow, some way, responding and coming alive in her faith. I remember a few years ago, I was driving home from the Alpha weekend, and I'm driving my car, and I call my friend whom I'd invited to Alpha. I hadn't gotten a chance to ask her about the weekend while I was there. I was too busy doing a million other things at the weekend, and I wanted to give her some space. But I was anxious to know how it went, so I called her while she was in her car on the way home too. And she told me how amazing it was, how for the first time, God was real for her, not some abstract idea. And she described how she felt truly loved. She felt loved by him. And now, you know, on her way home, she couldn't stop singing one of the songs that she heard at the retreat. And while she's telling me this, we both start crying. It must have been some sight, you know, two people alone in their cars on the highway, just bawling their eyes out. And I felt so, so blessed to have God work through me. Actually, it's not so much that I felt that God was at work in me, as I don't even know. I would say I've never felt so fully alive as at that moment, because I truly felt that he was alive in me and work and through me. He was coming alive to someone else through me. Inviting others to renew, to rediscover, to return to faith, in its own way, is even more rewarding for us. If you've joined us here at St. Ignatius over the past couple of years when we were in lockdown and limited capacity, and you haven't done Alpha, please do. I so want you to experience his amazing love that makes us more alive than we've ever, ever been. But I also ask you to do yourself a favor and invite a friend to do Alpha with you. And if you have done Alpha, share that experience and invite someone to Alpha as well. It is... having God come alive within us, that's at that moment, that's what I understand when Jesus says, I have come to give them life and life in full. Or when he tells his apostles at the Last Supper, my joy be with you. I've come so that your joy may be complete, he said. Those words never resonated as much as when, not only when I encountered Christ, but when I shared that with others, when I invited someone else and see them come alive in their faith as well. That's what the fullness of life is for me. Jesus Christ came for you. He wants you to know the immeasurable love the Father has for you. He wants you to experience peace and forgiveness and love and joy in your life. He wants you to have the fullness of life. He wants you to come alive, and he wants you to invite others too, so that he can come alive in you.